Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so now I'm taking the headphones off. Okay? Yes?
Go ahead.
And I'm going to talk. And I don't know if you want me... To, if you say you can't hear how it sounds, right? Am I right?
Hold on to the bottom.
Okay. Okay.
You can put it here. Except that it just crinkles
in. It does. I know. This is what I'm trying to bring out.
Put it down here.
I can't see it down there without my...
All right. You want me to...
No, give me my pillow. Give me the pillow. That's one part of it.
On
there. Yeah. Get a little bit higher here. Got to figure this out. Once we know how to do it right.
Yeah, I can. If you let me email it, I can put it on these on the tablet. Does that make a difference?
No.
No.
Not at all. Okay. It's worse, probably. Here's where we have to go. Okay. All right, so you just keep going. You want me to start?
Well, if you want to count yourself down, and then be silence, like the usual 10 seconds, so that I know, you know, see where it breaks.
Okay. That was then, this is now. In a recent Aging for Beginners blog post, I quipped that it's not your grandma's weed anymore. I joked that the marijuana industry is appropriating my boomer culture. Many readers agreed. Now the U.S. Senate Committee on Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs is holding a hearing on cannabis in the banking industry. Corey Gardner of Colorado says that this is an important step toward the federal government waking up to the reality that the cannabis issue is not going away. He says it needs action. Why? Apparently, all the profits being raked in by the cannabis industry have no place to be deposited. Banks won't open their accounts because they could be charged with aiding and abetting a federal crime. Cannabis is still illegal under federal law, although legalized in many states. Champions of the industry argue that the Secure and Fair Enforcement Banking Act policy should be reversed. My prediction? The banks will be able to open accounts for profits in the marijuana industry. Yep, there'll never be another Woodstock. And if there is one, it'll be sponsored by J.P. Morgan Chase.
Are you going to do another one?
Yeah, I'm just...
Are you going to do that one again?
No, I'm doing another one. You just said I should be quiet in between. The U-Bend is back in the news. That's the graphic which shows that the nadir of our happiness is in our 40s and 50s, when it begins to rise and happiness quotients continue to rise as we age. A study of 1,500 adults aged 21 to 100 revealed that the authors call the paradoxical trend of mental health and happiness improves with aging. Of course, we are culturally programmed to believe just the opposite. As shown in a study conducted by the Sanford School of Public Policy, which revealed that both 30-year-olds and 70-year-old participants said that the 30-year-olds are happier. But when asked questions, the answers showed the opposite. Why so? Financial security, more leisure time, ability to pursue life's purpose, less stress are all contributing factors to happiness or life satisfaction and increase with age. And that one I'm going to reread. The U-Bend is back in the news. That's the graphic which shows that the nadir of our happiness is in our 40s and 50s when it begins to rise and happiness quotients continue to rise as we age. A study of 1,500 adults aged 21 to 100 revealed the paradoxical trend that mental health and happiness improves with aging. Of course, we are culturally programmed to believe just the opposite. As shown in a study conducted by the Sanford School of Public Policy, which revealed that both 30-year-olds and 70-year-old participants said that the 30-year-olds must be happier. But when asked questions, the answers showed just the opposite. Why so? Financial security, more leisure time, the ability to pursue life purpose, less stress are all contributing factors to happiness or life satisfaction. And all of these factors improve with age. If you want a healthy heart, you've got to have friends. Significant sociological studies reveal that socialization has a direct effect on physical and mental health. This probably comes as no surprise, but the extent of the impact is rocking public policy innovators. It seems that recovery from heart disease and stroke is significantly faster for people who have support groups. Married folks live longer and with less health issues than singles. A deeper dive shows that peer modeling is a powerful cause of better health when your peers exercise and eat nutritionally. There are so many factors that lead to better health for those engaged in robust relationships that healthcare dollars are beginning to seep into social connection programs. It's not clear yet whether the socialization through social media can take the place of a face-to-face communication in improving health outcomes, but you can bet there'll be a study on it shortly. I'm going to try that one more time, and I'm done.
Okay.
If you want a healthier heart, you've got to have friends. Significant sociological studies reveal that socialization has a direct impact on physical and mental health. This probably comes as no surprise, but the extent of the impact is rocking public policy innovators. It seems that recovery from heart disease and stroke is significantly faster for people who have support groups. Married folks live longer and with less health issues than singles. A deeper dive shows that peer modeling is a powerful cause of better health when your peers exercise and eat nutritionally. There are so many factors that lead to better health for those engaged in robust relationships that healthcare dollars are beginning to seep into social connection programs. It's not yet clear whether socialization through social media can take the place of a face-to-face communication in improving health outcomes, but you can bet there'll be a study on that one shortly.
You have a few minutes?
Yeah.
I'm going to put someone over to me.
Oh, yeah, what happened?
I don't like the fact that you put JP Morgan Chase.
You can't take that out.
No. I maybe can, but it's, it, I don't know how it'll sound.
Well, I'm going to do it. And it's a very long one. But it's easy to take out.
It doesn't come out right, but, you know, I don't know what you want to put in there. So.
Nothing. It works. There'll never be another Woodstock. That was then, this is now. In a recent Aging for Beginners blog post, I quipped that it's not your grandma's weed anymore. I joked that the marijuana industry is appropriating my boomer culture. Many readers agreed. Now the U.S. Senate Committee on Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs is holding a hearing on cannabis in the banking industry. Cory Gardner of Colorado says this is an important step toward the federal government waking up to the reality that the cannabis issue is not going away. He says it needs action now. Why? Apparently, all the profits being raked in by the cannabis industry have no place to be deposited. Banks won't open accounts because they could be charged with aiding and abetting a federal crime. Cannabis is still illegal under federal law, although legalized in many states. Champions of the industry argue that the Secure and Fair Enforcement Banking Act policy should be reversed. My prediction? The banks will be able to open accounts for profits in the marijuana industry, and yep, there'll never be another Woodstock. Not
Does that come out good, or you don't even know?
I don't know how it came out. I heard it and everything, so I'm just ending the show.
Yeah, just I'm stepping on them.